Now, if you picked up the Irish Times today, you'll have seen the most amazing photograph of a starling caught in the claws of a sparrowhawk on Howth Pier. And the photograph was taken by Gary Ash, and Gary's on the line. How you doing, Gary?
Razor, what's the crack?
You were privy to something way back, weren't you? Did you take a picture of Jenny and I in a bed once, years ago?
I did indeed.
Yes, yeah. It was a Valentine's.
That sounds a bit dodgy.
It
now,
does, yeah. It wasn't dodgy at all. It was a Valentine's Day special, wasn't it? We were broadcasting live from a bed.
That's right.
Anyway, look how far both of us have come, Gary.
Well, one of us.
So, an amazing picture, Gary.
Cheers, thank you.
Yeah, like it's spectacular, and it's there's so much like it's that sparrowhawk there. He looks evil, doesn't he? Look at the eye. Tell us how you got it. What were you doing, and what happened?
You know, my bread and butter is really with the Star newspaper. But on my days off, as you do, you might do a bit of freelancing, as you can tell by the picture in the Times today.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So being Valentine's and that, any excuse to get out of the gaff. I decided to take a wander and do, as freelancers would call, spec pics, you know?
Right.
So the weather being as it was, it was stormy weather. So I decided to head out to Howth at high tide, because there's always a good chance of getting an interesting weather shot, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
With the waves and the tide coming over the pier there. And you know, you might get a few hits then in the papers if you send them out. So that was the plan. So that's pretty much what I was doing. And I was watching some people standing near the pier waiting for some splash and that. And I heard something screaming, like a bird screaming. And I turned around, and this poor little starling was being pinned to the ground by the sparrowhawk. And I just turned around and started snapping, as you do, you know, and got lucky with a few of the pics, you know,
Was it a noisy affair?
Yeah. The poor starling was distraught, as you might imagine, and it was screaming constantly, like a high pitched.
Yeah. And what about the sparrowhawk? Was he assassin-like, silent and just bent on doing what he had to do?
It was just cold-blooded. It just stood there. It was trying to take off with it in its clutches and kept dropping it. And there was people around, so I think it was getting a bit spooked. It wanted to kind of get it to a quiet place where it could kind of finish the job, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I really felt terrible, because I was photographing the poor thing, but I was looking at it, and the starling was screaming, and I was like, please just kill it already and be done with it, you know, because it just felt so awful. But it is nature at the end of the day, I suppose.
I'm always sort of asking that question when you're watching wildlife programs, and you know, the cheetah gets the antelope or whatever, and you're going, why didn't the cameraman just step in there and say, stop. So you had a bit of that. You wanted to save the little starling for the situation,
but I knew that a good photo was coming out of it. So yeah. I suppose I had to be professional.
I just say it is nature. But the starling, do you reckon the sparrowhawk, as you say, was spooked? So did he give up on the chase, or what happened?
Yeah, well, what happened was there was a few people inadvertently walked towards it was along the public toilets there at the pier in Howth. I don't know whether you know them or not, but some people didn't even see it, and they were walking towards it, and they just stumbled on the situation, and the sparrowhawk tried to take off again with the starling, but the starling dropped on the ground and actually managed to fly underneath a parked car.
Right.
So the sparrowhawk flew under the car after it. So it was quite dramatic. But in the middle of all this, two big crows. I don't know what. It's crazy. I don't know what type of crows. I'm sure they were crows. They were the large crows,
right,
with the kind of bits of grey in them. And they decided to chase the sparrowhawk.
Okay.
And they ended up chasing the sparrowhawk off up into the hills,
as if to protect the starling.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're not related, but maybe it was just...
Well, the other thing is, Gary, that maybe they wanted the Starling for themselves. I don't know now, I'm not an expert.
Yeah, see, I've been doing a little bit of research since, and yes, apparently the crows, these crows do eat small birds as well. So maybe they were battling over their dinner, but they did chase it off, and the Starling disappeared somewhere. I didn't see where it went, so... Yeah. It could have been injured, you know, I don't know, but it all happened so fast. But I guess I managed to get the
brilliant photo.
The snap.
I'd say birds are attracted to Holt as well, because they know if they do manage to get a starling or whatever, they can get a bag of chips with it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of chippers out there.
Exactly.
but do you reckon that the little starling got away? Is that, did you see it fly away?
It definitely got away, but right. I just didn't manage to see exactly where it went. But okay. Like I said, it could have been injured, but let's hope it lived to see another day.
So you wouldn't be known for your wildlife photography, Gary?
No, hell no.
This is a departure for you. So will we be seeing this in competitions now at the end of the year?
Well, our competition is coming up actually in a couple of weeks.
Oh, is it?
26th, I think, the PPAI. I'm sure you've heard of it.
Yeah, I have.
Press Photographers Association. So all the stuff that was taken last year from January to December gets entered in this competition in a couple of weeks. So I'll throw it in the mix for next year.
Well, well done again. And you're Thanks. Working. You're working away. Are you deemed an essential worker? You can go here, there, and everywhere. Can you?
Yeah. As a photojournalist, I can pretty much go anywhere. Once I'm working, I guess. In that sense, I had the privilege of getting out there where other people probably couldn't.
Well, congratulations again. Great picture. Gary, we'll talk soon.
Thanks a million.
Mind yourself. Cheers. See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.